You're listening to the Closing Mark Report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon, Todd.
It is or has been a little wet here. I'm hopeful that things will dry out. Can you tell me about that, please?
Well, they will get a little bit better next week. You know, the problem with being wet in November is the fact that our temperatures often don't get warm enough to really evaporate moisture out of the soil at a fast pace. So even though the forecast is looking better for next week, we'll likely see some drying take place, but it's probably going to be slow go. So it'll take a several-day period next week for us to get enough sunshine and drying to take place so that we can get back into some of these fields that are so wet. We did pick up a lot of moisture, of course, overnight, and we're going to see the eastern Midwest continuing to deal with precipitation during the course of the day today, but it will come to an end. The next weather system that comes across the region will be one that occurs Friday into Saturday. Now, this one is going to be further to the north, probably impacting the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. There's a slight chance we'll see a few showers trail back to the south of this event across parts of the western Corn Belt and even in the lower eastern Midwest. But whatever precipitation there does occur in those southern areas will be very, very limited. Just a brief shower, just seconds probably, or just a couple minutes at the most, and be gone. But in Michigan and Wisconsin, it'll be a little bit different up that way. The next disturbance that comes in is actually going to be a cold air high-pressure system that will be settling into the region for Sunday through Tuesday. And that's the reason why next week's forecast all of a sudden has turned a lot drier. This cold high-pressure center will dry out the air. It's also going to force the temperatures down quite a bit. We'll have a lot of significant freezes across the region for a couple of nights, probably Tuesday and Wednesday mornings. But the big worry here is that when the high-pressure center drops into the lower eastern parts of the Midwest, it'll start pumping moisture back up out of the Gulf of Mexico into the plains, setting the stage for another rain event, perhaps at the end of next week for the western Corn Belt and on into that following weekend. So we're going to have a break here. I'm just not convinced we're going to see enough good drying conditions between these precipitation events to really get aggressive in the field. But certainly every opportunity should be taken.
Turn your attention to South America. Give us a quick update of the beginning of their growing season.
Well, it certainly looks like Argentina got a million-dollar rain event last week, the end of their long-term drought in the heart of the country. They had been dry for 3 months in some locations. They got anywhere from 3 to 5 inches, local 7-inch amounts. Now, we've got another rain event that's coming up here for the next 2 or 3 days. It'll produce some light rainfall in southern Argentina. Heavier rains will occur in Argentina in the central and north over this coming weekend. Another 1 to 3 inches will occur. So you can tell the bottom line here is that Argentina will not be planting aggressively either, and they'll be fighting the mud for a little while. But conditions will get a little bit better after we get into next week. In Brazil, everything looks great. A good balance between rain and sunshine is occurring. Everybody's going to have enough moisture to plant aggressively, and there will be enough periods of drier weather to accomplish just that.
Hey, thanks much, Drew. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City and wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.